welcome to another edition of Oxbury Revolution. It is Sunday, the 12th of January, 2020. So it's the first podcast of the new year. I'm here with Nat.
Hello.
And we are just about to welcome Shahan to our house to watch Bristol City versus Chelsea on the FA Player. People who've been watching it and commenting on it saying that the quality is quite bad, so we'll be able to report on that. Well, they say it's jumpy and it's not working very well.
So, oh, the actual, like, yeah, the coverage. Actual,
the coverage and the technical stuff. The app,
oh,
the application.
I hadn't noticed.
So we shall see. We shall see what happens. So
that's got a good feature where you can watch the entire game after it's happened, though.
Yes, and we did that.
Live streaming. We watched the end of the Bristol City game.
We did watch it because we weren't able to watch it in real time. We weren't able to be in Manchester, but what a fantastic result! So that has been, we've been quite happy, haven't we? This
very
first week,
happy. And we've got a correction, haven't we?
Yes, full disclosure about incorrect information. Something we didn't realise is Ebony Salmon is actually a Bristol City player. We thought that she was on loan to Bristol City for the season, for some reason, and got it sort of stuck in the head that was the way it was. But I think that's partially because often when we sign good players, or players come to Bristol for one season, especially young players and very, very good players like Ebony Salmon clearly is, it feels like they're on loan. They don't always necessarily feel like they're going to be here next year. And obviously we dearly hope that Ebony will be here next year. So, but yeah, she is actually a Bristol player, and what an amazing thing she did last week, having the composure to slot it through Mary Earps' legs and get us the winning goal against Man United, which was just a fantastic result. And I think saying it shocked the football world would be an overstatement, but it certainly shocked the women's football world.
They spoke well about Ebony Salmon on the women's football show. Who was it doing the talking?
I don't know. They actually mentioned Bristol on the women's football show on the BBC, which
they just said it took to go back to your old club, who, you know, you've left because you don't think you're going to get the chances to go back there to win with the team and to score the winning goal. It just takes a really good character, and
and she must have been
awesome.
So happy to put one over her old club, and yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, massive congratulations to her, and I think, yeah, she's really a good player, a very good player, and I think, you know, reflecting on it, one of the better players that we've had in recent times, and I would say one of the best finishers we've had at the club, actually.
Yeah.
In front of goal and one-on-one situations, when you think about the composure that she had against Reading to round the keeper and slot it home, you know, that's hard. We've got Chelsea today away, and yeah, not expecting anything at all from this match, just hoping again that we don't get completely annihilated. We've got one Vixens in disguise playing for Chelsea today. We've got Sophie Ingle.
Yeah, she's doing really well in the Chelsea team, isn't she?
Yeah, so very much a central node in that Chelsea team. Very good midfield, defensive midfielder, breaking up play type player. So hopefully...
And that's the only one.
That is the only one in a team full of brilliant players, actually, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Team, who I think were the best team that we've seen so far at Stoke Gifford, for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I could just watch G do keepy uppies. But she's probably going to be playing.
Yeah, she will.
She did play... She started the last game, so they had her and Sam Kerr and all these other fantastic players, right? Really good, very good attacking players.
Yeah, no, terrifying, genuinely.
But Frank Kirby won't be playing.
No, Frank Kirby. So get well soon, Frank Kirby. Sorry to hear you're not feeling very well.
But Beth England will play.
Yeah.
Sam Kerr will play.
Mm-hmm.
G will play behind them. Cuthbert might play behind them as well, and just those four at least, you know, as well as their, is it Backman as well? Ramona Backman might play.
Yeah.
I think they all ended up on the pitch at the same time at the end of their last Chelsea game. So. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of threats.
a lot of threats, so just fingers crossed we can keep the fighting spirit from last week and keep the score down, really. I think that's not conceding the first 10 minutes.
Absolutely, and I'd really like it if, on the FA player, if we could hear a bit of some of Tanya's swearing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that we don't hear enough of that in pitch side. There was a great feature this week about Tanya being sweary, but yeah, I've never heard her swearing, you know, in real life. So yeah, more
maybe,
swearing,
maybe
Tanya.
Because of the, you know, there's a lot of
the wind.
Oh, I meant the young people.
Oh, the young people.
But yeah, maybe we just actually can't hear her. Yeah. I thought maybe she was being a bit more reserved pitch side.
Yeah,
and is a bit more naturally sweary.
Mm.
Being someone who can switch it on and off, I know that is possible. But
yeah,
in the right setting, you can switch off the swearies.
Yeah.
So maybe she's doing that, but I want to hear more.
Yeah, yeah, more swearing, please.
So far, you're the sweariest person at Stoke Gifford.
It's true, and that's really not very sweary compared to other.
Other
crowds.
Football, like the League Two crowd.
Yeah, we did go see Forest Green Rovers on New Year's Day. You know, obviously the vegan football club. And, you know, being kind of vegetarian / vegan type people, who were quite excited about that, but really very shocked by the tenor of the language in the crowd. I was like, wow, you know, been watching too much women's football. It's, yeah, and very angry very quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, so we'll be back after the game with Shahan, because Shahan's coming over for the match.
Absolutely.
So, and we're going to do a new feature, which is player watch. So Nat's going to watch one player throughout the match and give you her expert analysis on it.
First of all, Deanne, thank you for inviting me to your lovely home and for having me a part of today's podcast. I just want to say a few things regarding what's happened in the club over the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing Ella Rutherford, whose loan ended the Crystal Palace, and like myself, I thought many other fans would have expected her to come back to Stoke Gifford, but no, she's gone out on loan again to another Championship club, to Leicester City. So she's become from a vixen to a fox, technically.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And
good point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very weird because originally when she left to join Crystal Palace, I think there was someone on the social media saying that her mother said it was great for her to be back closer to home, because of course she's from London originally, but now she's moved up to the East Midlands to play her football there. So whether we'll see her again as a Bristol City player, I personally would like to think so, because she was so popular with a lot of the fans, like, I'm guessing including yourself in that as well.
Yeah.
But only time will tell, see what will happen. So
yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, we were quite surprised actually to see that happen. And, you know, hope she's all right, because, yeah, a player who Nat and I both really enjoyed watching play last year, and thought she linked up with Lucy Graham really well at times when they were playing together, and just somebody who was quite exciting, obviously quite a raw talent, perhaps somebody who was a bit difficult to manage in that respect. She was often quite sort of, I felt like she was a little bit kind of grumpy and frustrated sometimes when she was playing, but that's, you know, she's very, very young, and I think it's very hard. It's obviously very hard to deal with your emotions when you're very young sometimes. So that's the impression I got of her as a person. So I really hope that her experience at Leicester and at Crystal Palace has helped her to grow, and that, I mean, I'd love it if she came back and played for Bristol next season, you know, having, you know, perhaps matured and developed her game. But who knows what will happen, hopefully. And it's quite strange in terms of the club keeping her on the books and paying her wages, because that's not something that Bristol have tended to do in the past, with loan out players, in my experience of watching them.
No, of course not. And again, seeing like the post by the Bristol City women website, it was just a very short article just detailing that she's gone out on loan again, and she scored, I forgot the number of goals, but and she scored a few goals during her last season.
So was that on the Bristol City website?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas if you look on the Leicester City website, there's a lot more. There's more of an interview. There's it's like more photos and yeah. I just hope we bring more players in rather than out during this transfer window.
Yeah, obviously we've got Elise Hughes. Or yes. Elsie, it is Elise.
Elise,
Hughes.
Yes.
Yeah, so Nat's going to be doing a player watch on Elise Hughes during the next 90 minutes. And yeah, really looking forward to seeing her play. Yeah, any predictions for today? What do you think?
I mean, because obviously we, why was there the, well, they beat us 4-0 thanks to a brace and a couple of goals. But of course, back then, Sam Kerr wasn't playing for Chelsea. So I don't know what impact she'll have today. At King's Meadow, and of course, based on the squad that are out today for Bristol City, I see there's a few academy players on the subs bench, mm-hmm. I believe. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I know Frankie Brown is back because she wasn't playing last weekend at all. So
yeah,
so I'd be happy with a draw, but as we've seen, based on what happened last week, anything can happen in the WSL. So.
Half time. How was the first half for you?
I mean, it started off well. Bristol City were keeping Chelsea at bay, and then the goal from Ebony Sandwich kicked off the game in the 14th minute. That was just incredible, and yeah, I didn't think Chelsea were going to come back, but the last couple goals followed from Bethany England, and then Hannah Blundell, and then Jess Carter and G. Me and Nan were saying like the last two goals were within minutes of each other, and I'm pretty sure like there wouldn't be any additional time because like we didn't see any stoppages for anything. So no. Just think, where did that extra time come from? Like,
yeah, I think it's just like weak refereeing. The ref should have restarted the game and then blown the whistle immediately after the third goal. For bizarrely, just carried on playing, and yeah, and I think Bristol. I'd obviously thought the same and decided to stop playing and then, conceded a fourth. So it looks a really stupid scoreline now.
It does. It's a massive shame because we actually played really, really well, I thought, in the first, 20 minutes and, until it was 1-1.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is amazing. And, yeah, it was great. It's great to see Ebony Salmon scoring another amazing goal and us working quite well. We looked really confident. We almost had a little bit of, dare I say it, a bit of swagger in the first, up until it became 2-1, we seemed to be looking quite good and a bit more confident, a bit more organised.
Yeah, and of course Sam Kerr isn't even playing, she's still on the Chelsea bench. I don't know whether Emma Hayes will bring her on for this at some point during the second half. Like, then
almost certainly.
Yeah.
I mean,
look forward to that.
We're joined here by Sanjay the Cat. I don't know whether he wants to contribute. Sanjay, do you have any comments on the game? Nah, he's fine.
Yeah. he is quite chatty sometimes. He's can be very vocal,
mm-hmm.
but he's not right now, unfortunately. But yeah, well, we'll see what happens, eh? Let's just hope it's not like an 8-1 massacre, or worse. I hope they get their head straight in the dressing room.
I hope there's no confidence lost or knocked, from the Bristol City players. Like, we'll see what happens in the second half. I'm pretty sure they'll recover and bounce back. So
I hope so. Only time will tell. So the final score was Chelsea 6, Bristol City 1. How do we feel about that, sports fans?
Well, I'm... Obviously, like, as I've said before, I didn't expect much of a result against a team like Chelsea today. I think we played well quite a lot of the second half. This second goal from Bethany England, I don't think there was anything the City defence could have done. It was a superb cross. And I also have the mutual respect shown between Sophie Bagley and Bethany England when she tried to, have another effort shot. But then, yeah, of course, it's just like the high five afterwards is just mutual respect. It's really great to see in any form of sports. It's very sportsmanlike. And, I love the save or the block by Jazz Matthews trying to prevent Sam Kerr's first Chelsea goal, which, because Sam Kerr did not score today for Chelsea, but a great clearance from Jazz Matthews.
Yeah, absolutely. Two great defensive moments. Yeah, that save from Bagley with the feet was brilliant, and she made another save, I think, from Bethany England with from point blank range. There was a couple of moments when Bethany England is point blank hitting the ball directly towards Bagley, but she stands up to her and she keeps it out, and she still managed to score two goals. And then, yeah, that superb anticipation by Jazz for clearing the Sam Kerr shot off the line was really great to see.
Because of course last week she was playing mostly midfield for the against Man U, and today it looked like, well, back in defence, and it's great what she did. Of course, Katie Robinson came on the second half for Lauren Dykes. I don't know what happened there. I don't know whether Lauren had like a niggle or some sort of injury or anything, but I think Katie did very well at certain points during the second half.
Yeah, there was a couple moments when she broke up the play really well, and she held up the ball and she moved it on, and I think that's the kind of thing I'd like to see more from her, actually, is having that kind of strength. And we need that kind of player, like more in a midfield position, who can hold up the ball and move it on and link up the play better. And I thought Olivia Chance was quite good today. In fact, I actually thought, even though we lost 6-1, I actually thought we played quite well today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I've seen the team is more organised than compared to previous games we've seen City playing earlier in the season. And it's a good foundation to build on, and yeah, it just makes next Sunday's game against Liverpool even more vital and more important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't see many other substitutions. Like, I'm pretty sure Robinson off on for Dykes. I think I was the only one Bristol City made. I didn't see any other players play today. So I don't know whether they're just saving them, they've been safe for next Sunday, or whether Tanya Oxbury had another strategy in mind. So
quite possibly, yeah. The other strategy being it's really tantalising for next weekend, I think. Nat, any thoughts?
Yeah, I was just looking at the timings of all the goals. So in the first half, we scored on 15. Beth England scored on 28. And then this kind of mini capitulation of 40, 45 and 45 plus 2. And I feel quite upset about that 45 plus 2.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually think the game should have been playing at 45 plus 2.
Yeah.
And then 50 and 82. I think the game was kind of obviously done by then, but that does show that for the first 40 minutes it was even, and it actually looked really good. Bristol often, you know, have to defend. That's kind of what they do. They don't keep possession very well, and strategically that's obviously not what they're going for, but for the first 40 minutes they actually looked really good. They looked really well organized. They were defending, but defending well, like nothing felt too concerning. But maybe at that point around the 40 mark it seemed like there were lots of corners, lots of crosses, and those are where the goals came from. Mm-hmm. and they weren't particularly well dealt with in that kind of 7 minute spell, and it just showed how vulnerable.
Sorry, we're just laughing because we're watching the FA player, and they're watching the end of the Reading Birmingham City match, and the graphic says Reading 1 Birmingham City 0, and it's got the Brighton and Hove Albion crests on, so it just looks it looks a bit silly.
I was gonna say before this, there wasn't many issues with FA player today, because I know last week for a lot of fans across the country, if not the world, there was a lot of streaming issues.
Yeah.
And we didn't see many today with the Chelsea and Bristol City game, but whether they've improved their infrastructure or servers, but yeah. They got the Brighton logo.
It was watchable today, but evidently still people who are not very good at reading are in charge of the graphics. So it's not like that's a, you know, I'd let them off if that was just a symbol that didn't have words on it, but that quite clearly says Brighton and Hove in one place and Reading in another. So
teething problems. But that's a good result for us, so that's good. It's I'm glad to see that everybody else around us who is similarly in the dogfight are not winning either. So
just a little note on my player watch. She didn't really set the game alight today.
So who was that now?
Can't remember her name.
Elise Hughes.
Yes.
That's how little she did. Elise Hughes. She was playing up top with Salmon. She was playing more centrally, and Salmon seemed to be moving quite a lot either side of her. She's obviously, Salmon's really, really quick. So I guess the idea is that if Salmon's going down the wing, she's either got the option of cutting in and scoring, or having a chance, and if she doesn't have the opportunity to cut in, then someone would be up top with her to try and knock it in. I just don't think, maybe I chose the wrong person to watch today. Probably wasn't going to be the type of game for watching a forward.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time talking about Jazz Matthews. Mm-hmm. So maybe someone else would have been more watchable today. She didn't have many touches of the ball. So I think that's
a difficult game.
It would have been a very, very difficult game. I think, is that her second game?
Second Bristol.
Yeah.
So I think that is a really, really hard game, where you're not going to get the ball a lot, and your only job is to be, is to relieve pressure from the defence.
Mm-hmm.
That was her main job, and I think she found it really difficult. There were a few moments where she looked quite exasperated. Kind of, there was a shot of her kind of moving her hands in a kind of like either annoyance that the ball out from the back wasn't accurate enough, so she couldn't get onto it, or annoyance that she had made a mistake that meant that she couldn't keep the ball. But that is something that when Katie Robinson came on, she surprised us,
mm-hmm.
by being really good, looking quite strong,
mm-hmm.
and able to hold up the ball. There were quite a few occasions where she got past the ball out of defence, held it up, managed to turn, either pass the ball and keep it, or maybe just draw in Chelsea players and create more space. So I would really like to see Salmon and Kate Robinson play,
link up more
together,
in that,
together,
yeah,
more
for her being,
because
the
actually,
number 10 to,
yeah, I think what a great model to have, like, if you're Katie Robinson, to have Ebony Salmon there to see, like, right, okay, well that's what you could do,
mm.
if you kind of, you know, she's equally quick. I think she's very, very quick, and there's, you know, yeah, she's much further back in her development,
mm-hmm.
But I think that's a really good model for Katie Robinson. I don't see any reason why she couldn't kind of try and replicate that, and yeah, to have two of them,
yeah,
that would be great.
I mean, because of course, because Abby Howson's now out for the rest of the season,
exactly.
with an ACL injury, so yeah, two could form like a partnership of sorts. Or...
Exactly, yeah. So I just get the impression that Katie Robinson is quick.
Yes,
and but she's obviously not used as much. But she's really young. She's only just kind of coming out there.
Yeah, I think Kate Wilson's 17,
yeah,
I believe, and,
so,
and Ebony's only 18 herself, so.
Yeah,
to have, you know, but I'm sure that's something that they're trying to develop.
Yes, yeah, no, definitely, like, a few encouraging signs. And I just think generally just looked better, so I feel positive about that, and I'm glad it was, you know, not, like, a horrible scoreline. I mean, 6-1 is still horrible, but...
Mm.
But there's like the agenda at the moment at the top of the WSL is about goal difference,
yeah,
as well as points. There's an assumption that Arsenal, Man City and Chelsea will win virtually all their games.
Yeah.
And if they do win, their MO is to score,
yeah,
loads of goals. So the way everybody's kind of setting up at the moment is, you know, everybody seems to be trying to score as many goals as possible. I know that's always what has happened, but I think there's a real emphasis on the moment on scoring,
yeah,
masses of goals when you can.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a goal heavy WSL already. I think maybe that's just because we're Bristol fans. We've seen a lot of goals,
but not necessarily scored by us.
Yeah.
So moving on to next week. Also, sorry, player of the vixen of the match. Who was the person?
As we were recording this, I haven't received enough votes to make a decision yet.
Right.
Okay. I've had someone on the Facebook group. They've said, "Oh, I think it's between either Ebony or Jazz or Sophie." Which is somewhat similar to what we've said.
Yeah, those are the people we've talked about most.
Yes.
In a complimentary way, definitely.
I'm waiting, at the time of recording, I'm waiting to hear back from Rich, who of course was at King's Meadow today,
right,
alongside his son Harv and Martin. I'm trying to ask their opinions, because of course they probably would have seen a lot more things that we didn't see on the TV, but on the internet, if you know what I mean. So.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give it to Jazz just because of that spectacular goal on clearance, yeah, preventing Sam Kerr from getting her first.
I would choose Jazz as well. Yeah,
I think she's got to be proud of that. It was really good, and she was solid. But also, you know, big up Sophie Bagley. She has had a really difficult season. I think the difficult first half of the season. She's back to her best. She's made some stunning saves.
She made some incredible saves during that game.
So. She really did. Yeah. She is.
What up, Baggers?
We love you. You're the best. So, yeah. And next week, just a quick word on next week. So, Liverpool, big game at the GIF. Let's hope the Gifford Ghoulies don't grab us. So, what's the Gifford Ghoulies? Our very bad home record. Like, being scared at Stoke Gifford to play well, to beat, play on the front foot. We need to make sure we are there storming at Liverpool. And hopefully, Baba DJ won't kind of run at us. Because every time she seems to be, you know, every time she plays against us, our defence seems to just completely melt and she runs to us and scores or sets goals up. So hopefully she'll have a really bad game. And we've got a, you know, it feels, for me, it feels less desperate than the Birmingham game last season. I think when we were playing Birmingham, it really felt like we have to win this or we're going to get relegated and the end of the world will happen. And then the Birmingham match took place, it actually felt like the end of the world was happening because of the weather. It really felt very apocalyptic, and then it was just such a terrible, terrible performance, and it was just a really bad, depressing game, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. So I think the end of the world has happened, and then they survived and they did Christmas and then they beat Man United, and now they've put in a relatively good performance against Chelsea. So feeling quite optimistic about next Sunday.
Definitely. And of course the West Ham game, which was maybe the last game of 2019, got postponed due to the weather. So who knows what the result could have been had that game still happened. But of course, that game is to be played sometime this season. We don't know when, it hasn't been announced yet, so maybe that was kind of the saving grace for us in a way.
I think so.
Yeah, we can actually play them now that we're appearing to be in slightly better form.
Or yes.
Played two games on the trot where, obviously, one where we weren't expecting it to. Nobody was expecting a win against Chelsea, but there were a lot of things that were really good about this, and this was definitely. Yeah, not letting... The score was not good, but they didn't appear to let themselves down.
No. I think they did well, and they held it together in the second half, and they actually played some quite nice football.
Yeah.
So right, okay, so thank you. So that's it from me, DM.
Shahan Mia.
What?
Why have they said my full name?
That's me, Natalie Jennifer Brown.